We get things underway here in the second hour by, well, doing what we usually do on Fridays. But it's a special edition here for holiday week of Black Bear Classics. They're brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. Well, we've had so much fun for the last few months looking back at some of the greatest games in the last 25 years of University of Maine football. Joined, as always, by my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. And, Bob, we get to the finish line here with arguably the biggest win in the history of Maine football.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous win by Maine in the FCS quarterfinals. They just played with so much passion and so much enthusiasm. It gives me chills to even think about that field with the mountains all around it, snow-covered. 31 degrees on December 7th, 2018 at Ogden, Utah.
Maine had advanced to the quarterfinals with a win at home in the previous round, knocking off highly touted Jacksonville State to earn a trip to the Final Eight in the country and the first ever trip out to Utah to take on a Weber State team that was number two in the country. Well, one of the keys to that terrific Black Bear team all season long and in the victory over Weber State was defensive back Jeff Devon. He was a captain of that Maine Black Bear team. He had a tremendous career at Maine, both on the field and in the classroom as the winner of the prestigious Dean Smith Award. And Jeff joins us this afternoon. Jeff, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Always love talking about Black Bear football. So
that was
good to be here.
That was such an amazing season for you guys. As you look back, what were the keys to the success that you had on that 2018 team?
I would say we were just clicking on every last little cylinder. We did the little things right. We didn't have no outside distractions, honestly. I felt that was the first time we really felt family-oriented as a team. And like, there was nobody was butting heads. We wasn't worried about people not going to class. But we did all the little things right, and that's what Coach H preached that whole year. Just doing the little things right and hold each other accountable. So, and we also believe, so those are two things. So we just did everything the right way, and it, to me, that year was just different. The vibes of the team, everything was just really clicking around. So we just led up to that game.
Well, we know throughout Maine football history, when they have a good season, it often starts with the defense. And that black hole defense in 2018, you guys, you just didn't give up anything. Nobody could run against the Bears that year. You forced a lot of turnovers, and you guys always seemed to come up with a big play when the team needed it.
Yeah, it's the black hole. So it's a long history of that. And I think you got to take pride in planning that defense. So that was the most important part, especially for me being a captain. I make sure like the guys got to take pride in being a part of that black hole defense. And it's just not for that year. You got previous alumni that's watching you every game and reaching out to you, making sure that you take it serious. And that year, we wanted to win. That was the biggest thing. And we know our defense that year was really old. So we had the experiences playing together. So it was about time we finally clicked on all cylinders.
And, Bob, as we headed out to take on Weber State, I mentioned they were number two in the country, and this is a team that a lot of folks had what it took to maybe get to a national championship game in Weber State. Nobody thought this would be easy for the Black Bears.
No, not at all. You know, they were 10-2 coming into the game, Rich. They had a real nice tradition of excellence. In fact, Maine's win at Weber State snapped a 9-game home winning streak. Weber State was very difficult to beat at home. So it was a real feather in the cap for Maine. And, you know, Jeff talks about that black hole. When I think of the black hole in 2018, they really played with a feeding frenzy mentality, passion, pride, a sense of purpose. They attacked on every snap, and they were a great pursuit team. Swarm-level waves, they just smothered their opponent for 60 minutes. And that was on full display at Weber State on December 7th, 2018.
Weber State came in with a terrific quarterback in Jake Constantine, also a pretty good running game, but there was not going to be much running for the Wildcats against Maine that day, Bob.
No, not at all. They had negative 1 yard rushing in the game. Maine completely took the ground game away and made Weber State one-dimensional. And the other thing was Maine created a lot of negative yardage plays 13 tackles for a loss by Maine in the game. And all of that led to third and long situations, and the quarterback at times forced the ball into coverage. Maine had four big picks, and so really making them one-dimensional by stopping the run game really put Weber State in a difficult situation. But they battled hard, and they were very difficult to run against. Maine had 116 yards rushing. They had the negative one, as I mentioned. And on the year, both teams allowed less than one rushing touchdown per game.
Well, it was a defensive struggle for most of the first quarter. Late in the quarter, Weber State would get the ball in great field position at the Maine 49-yard line, and they drove all the way down to the 20. But it was there, Jeff, that the black hole stood strong, making three straight big stops inside the 20-yard line. How important was it at that point in the game for you guys to limit Weber State to a field goal?
That's extremely important. I know Coach Heatherman told us that going into the games, like, field goals is, we don't want people to score, but holding to that field goal, especially with that type of field position, that was a win for us in that book, in that column. So just trying to hold them as best as we can, and hold them to the field goal and live to see another down and things like that. So it was extremely important in how the defense was clicking and just the pride we had. We didn't care about where the field position was at and what happened, who turned the ball over. We wasn't getting down on ourselves. We just knew, as the black holes, it's another challenge, and we love to hop on the field. So that's just for us to get another opportunity to be on the field. And we just wanted to stop them, hold them to a field goal, and get the ball back to our offense.
And that's what happened. Fourth down from the 20-yard line, Weber State opted to try and take the lead with a field goal attempt.
Trey Tuttle will come on to try a field goal of 37 yards. On the season, Tuttle, 17 of 27.
36 of 49 on his career.
Kicking from the left hash. Snap is down. Kick is up. It's plenty long. And it is good. Weber State gets on the board first here early in the second quarter.
14:49 to go in the first half, and that put Weber State on top 3-0. And the Black Bears would battle again. Defenses went back and forth, no one giving any ground in this one, until late in the half when the Black Bears finally put together a scoring drive of their own. 9 plays, 47 yards, with Chris Ferguson connecting with Jaquan Blair.
Play fake. Ferg passes. Blair dives for the end zone. Did he get in? It sure looked like he did.
He did.
Touchdown, Maine. Jaquan Blair, the big play guy, stretched it out and got to the end zone, and Maine has taken the lead at Weber State.
Well, great job by Jaquan Blair. He was the wide receiver on the left side. He slanted in, caught the pass, and then swan dive into the end zone. Just broke the plane. The Bears with a big bounce back score.
And that put Maine on top 7-3. That's the way it stood at halftime. Jeff, what was the feeling in the locker room with you guys holding that 4-point lead at halftime?
No, we're just like going back to accountability and belief. We believe we're going to win that game. We knew it came down on defensive side. They would just hold them to that 3 points for the rest of the game. We knew it wasn't going to score again, but we just need to do our part. That's all we're going to worry about. Just do our part and not worry about what offense does. I think previous years, we probably get down on ourselves and try to worry about what offense does, but I think this year, as a good team and a winning team, we knew that defense wins games. So just worry about control what we can control, and everything else will fall out in place. And no offense will do their job the best they can do as well.
We're looking back at the Maine Weber State playoff game with 2018. Bob Lucy and Jeff Devon with us here on Downtown into the second half, and the Black Bears offense would come up with a big play. And throughout that season, when the offense needed something big, number 81, Ernest Edwards, was often the guy to come through.
Looking to pass. Ferg, it's complete. Open space. Ernest Edwards, 40, 30, looking over his shoulder. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Electric Ernie takes it 67 yards to add to the Black Bear lead.
Well, Ernest Edwards is a highlight reel waiting to happen. He was lined up as a wide receiver on the left side. It was a slant route. He got inside the defensive back and disappeared quicker than snow in a frying pan. Ernest Edwards taking the top off the Wildcats defense. Wow.
That put Maine on top 14-3. We saw it in that game, Bob. We saw it all season. We saw it in 4 years at Maine, that when Ernest got the ball in the open field, nobody was going to catch him.
No, it was bye-bye. I never saw Ernest Edwards ever caught from behind. He was a skilled playmaker. It was a great throw by Chris Ferguson, led him perfectly. And once he had his hands on that ball, you knew it was six.
Well, the Black Bears had that lead, but you knew Weber State was not going to give up. As Bob mentioned, they were so tough riding a long winning streak at home. They would get on the board with a 45-yard field goal from Trey Tuttle to make it 14-6. And then Jake Constantine would find Devin Cooley. And I remember the catch, Bob, a beautiful catch in the back of the end zone from Cooley to bring them within 2 points.
Yeah, he did a little toe dance at the end of the end zone, but it looked like Maine had wrestled the ball away. It might have been Jeff that had wrestled the ball away. It was a little bit controversial, but great play by both sides as they wrestled for that ball at the end of the end zone. And, you know, fortunately for them, they were awarded with a reception.
Well, was it you, Jeff, or were you the one with your hands on that ball?
Yeah, it was me, and they need to change that rule. They called it an interception in the field, but they challenged it. So we both caught it, but they give it to the offense. That kind of hurt, but they need to change that rule. I wasn't a fan of that rule that day. So.
The PAT failed, and so Maine held on to a 14-12 lead as we headed into the fourth quarter. But, boy, it was edge-of-the-seat time for everybody in that stadium as Maine and Weber State went at it. But in the fourth quarter, Maine needed a big play, and this time they got one on the ground from a tremendous running back, Ramon Jefferson.
Jefferson off the right side, breaks a tackle, Ramon, 30, 20, 10, 5, Ramon Jefferson is in the end zone, and the Black Bears are going to put themselves in great position to go to the Final Four, and now a late celebration flag in the end zone. But how about that? We said it all night long. Keep going to Jefferson, and he will make that big play.
The ticking time bomb just exploded for six. An outside zone turned on the Jets, ran through that secondary in a shell-shocked stadium at Weber State.
Yeah, it was. Boy, did it get quiet there at Weber State. And let's talk for a moment, Bob, about Ramon Jefferson and what a tremendous season he had for the Black Bears.
Yeah, he was spectacular. He rushed for 1,037 yards, 8 touchdowns, averaged 5.7 yards per rush over the course of the season, 86 yards rushing per game. He was also a pretty good receiver, had 50 yards and a touchdown receiving on 6 receptions. I mean, he was just the type of guy that could run inside and outside. He could make you miss, but he could break tackles, very strong in the lower body. He was the complete package as a running back, and he had a tremendous season.
Now, Maine would miss the extra point, so it was still a one-score game. Maine on top 20-12 with 2:56 left to go in the game. Weber State got the ball back, but as we saw all season long when the black hole defense was needed, they stood strong, and a big interception, Jerron Grayer picking off a pass, and that was a huge play for your Black Bear secondary, Jeff.
It was. Just making plays when we needed to. That was the biggest thing, just weathering the storm and just being the black hole. Just playing with the identity was really big, and just knowing who we are at the end of the day. We're the black hole. We win games and just trying to get off the field as much as possible. So make plays when it counts, especially the fourth quarter. And I think that game had a little more passion to it because we knew where we was at, and we were trying to be the best team ever in Maine history. So we just played with that pride all game.
Jerron would return that interception to the Weber State 29-yard line, and 4 plays later, Kenny Doak with a chance to atone for that missed extra point.
Snap down, kick up. It is long enough. It is good! The Doaker, Kenny Doak! How about that? He won 2 games with field goals earlier this year, and he may well have just kicked Maine into the national semifinals.
Just a tremendous job by Doak. Good protection up front. The ball was placed right between the hashes, and it went right down the middle. And Doak is some excited, and why not?
46-yard field goal from Kenny Doak to make it 23-12. Weber State would score with time running out to make the score closer than it really was at 23-18. But a great win for Maine and off to the Final Four for the first time in program history. Jeff, what was the feeling like on the field as that game came to an end and you knew you were going to the national semifinals?
It was probably the best feeling I've ever had in my playing career. It was unexplainable. I can't really explain how it felt because it was finally coming true. You know, for me, being there for 5 years and not having winning seasons, and that finally happened my senior year, and getting that close to nobody seen me going that far or predicted us going to the semifinals. But people in that locker room and people around Maine expected us to do it, and we just believed all year. And just the job wasn't done yet, but we just felt that moment was just unexplainable, and just the passion we all had all season and the hardships we had to go through with things that happened to our team early in the year. But it felt real great because the hard work finally is paying off and everything. So I was just proud of the team and how we just played and through all the traveling we had to do and everything. So it was just a great feeling. It made the flight home worth it.
Well, one of the hardships that you had to overcome as a team happened actually even before preseason the previous summer with the death of a young Black Bear player, Darius Miner. He never got a chance to play in a game for the Black Bears, but he was very much a part of your team throughout that season.
Yes, he was. We carried that jersey around everywhere we went, and never forget that. I told the guys, you never know. You never know when the time may come or the opportunity may happen, but we all had the opportunity to play a game, practice, team meetings, doing the little things that Darius never got to do. So we are ready to take that for granted, and hopefully the guys listen to that message I gave every year for every practice and game. So that gives us a little bit more of a drive, knowing we had the 12th man there with us for all the Kenny Doak kicks and the craziness of Rhode Island happening. We knew we had luck on our side with him helping us along the way.
Well, the Black Bears also, we forget, Bob, had the national spotlight because that game with Weber State was played on Friday night. It was the only game in college football, and the Black Bears opened some eyes with that win on the road.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. Again, that was a tough place to win. Maine played spectacular both sides of the ball and made a clutch field goal at the end by Kenny Doak. And, you know, it just really speaks, I think, to the belief that they had in each other. They had great team chemistry, and they really had that unwavering will to win all year. We saw it at Rhode Island with a last-minute field goal. We saw it again at Villanova when Maine won a last-minute field goal. I think they won four games that year by 7 points or less in the conference. And again, it was that belief, that ability when they needed to draw strength from each other. And they had great rapport with the coaching staff. And it was really wonderful to see. I think all of us that have been longtime Black Bear fans had so much pride in the way they played the game, how hard they played the game, and how determined they were to get a win.
Well, the next week we would load up and head back to the West Coast for the national semifinal game, the Inferno, out at Eastern Washington, and the Black Bears would come up short and miss out on opportunity to go to the national championship game. But you guys accomplished your task. It was the most successful season in Maine football history. And Jeff, a couple years out, what does that mean? Do you still take, and we always take pride in the fact that you were part of the best Maine team ever?
I take tremendous pride in that, being the leader and being the captain of that team. I never took it for granted because it was the first year that we handpicked captains from the players, so. I think I had to carry that honor with tremendous respect and just make sure I was doing my job every day. And just I think Maine really helped me even transition to my professional career, being a blue collar, always working hard for things. So that year just really taught me a lot about myself as a leader, as a person, and just showed me how to win it and overcome adversity whenever it happened. So that year was just really magical for me.
Well, and Jeff, you've taken those skills that we saw on the football field and in leading that Black Bear team into your professional life. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing now at the University of Nebraska?
Yeah, so now I'm transitioning to the University of Nebraska, and I work with our life skills department. So basically a career coach helping student athletes become whatever they want to become after. So helping them find internships, helping them with their resumes, cover letters, and just helping them transition to the next phase after sports. So, and also I do diversity and inclusion work as well. So that's a tremendous honor I get to do right now, especially with all the social justice things going on. So it's truly different. And I remember my first day walking in the building, I was mind blown because I wasn't that Maine no more. And walking to that stadium was really different. So, but I think Maine really taught me how to work and earn the things I got now, and just never really forget where I came from. That's the biggest thing. So I'll always take Maine with me everywhere I go and every stage of my life.
Well, Bob, Jeff was tremendous on the field for the Black Bears, but even more so off the field. We've been doing this a long time. We've seen very few people in Black Bear uniforms that have been the kind of leaders Jeff was throughout his career, but especially in that championship season.
Yeah, Jeff was just a true leader, led by example, was a great role model on and off the field, excelled in academics, athletics, citizenship. He was a difference maker. He cared deeply about his teammates, his coaches, his professors, and the University of Maine community. I really marvel at his commitment to excellence. He strived to be the best he could be, always gave that personal best effort, and always willing to make the sacrifices necessary to reach his goals and to help the team. Definitely a real team player, and he was enthusiastic. I used to see him walk over on the sidelines and give some encouragement, some help, mentor some of the younger players on a regular basis. He had great resolve, a competitive spirit. As I mentioned earlier, he was kind of the catalyst for that unwavering will to win, that group of leaders that year. And he made everyone around him better, inspired teammates, and they valued his contributions. It was wonderful to see. And Jeff had a great career. And, you know, in that Weber State game, he had two of the four interceptions, made a couple tackles, had a pass breakup. But he made big plays throughout his career. And I can remember as a young player, he impressed me so much with how well he tackled. He tackled hard. He used good technique. And, you know, in that 2018 season, playing strong safety, he led Maine with 56 solo tackles. He had 74 total tackles, but the most solo tackles on the team. It speaks to his ability on the field and off the field, as you mentioned, Rich, great student and just really set the bar high and was an inspiration.
Well, Jeff, it's been great remembering this huge win and a memorable season for the Black Bears. We appreciate you coming back and talking with us. And it was great to catch up with you once again. We wish you continued success out there in your professional life, and you're welcome back with us anytime.
Thank you, and I'm going to put Bob down as a reference for now on, too, as well. So.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Just be on the lookout, Bob. I'll put you down as one of my
All right.
So. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jeff, a happy holidays to you, and we'll talk again.
Thank you.
Jeff Devon with us here on Downtown, wrapping up Black Bear Classics. And Bob, my goodness, it was 11 weeks have gone by. I was saying to Bruce earlier, we could have done another dozen games and still had some great ones that we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Yeah, you're right, Rich. And it's been so fun looking back and remembering the games and talking to some of the guests and players or coaches that were involved in them. And it really helps you to reflect a little bit on how fortunate we have been to be on this ride for the past 24 years. Great memories. Wish we had some of the old highlights, but hopefully we can kind of, you know, shine a light on some of those great teams from earlier in the 2000s.
Yeah, we've had such a good time. You and I have been talking about ways to do some more features on the Bears, and maybe we'll do it in advance of the spring season, which, my gosh, they'll be getting underway late January and headed toward that first game with any luck in early March. So we'll come up with some more ways to talk Black Bear football. Bob, thanks so much for joining us for all these many weeks and looking back at Maine football. Hope you and Mim and your family have a wonderful Christmas, and we look forward to catching up with you again in the new year.
Okay, Rich, it's been a pleasure, and happy holidays to you and your family as well.
Bob Lucy with us, Black Bear Classics, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.